It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning, and thanks for joining Lincoln County Connections. Yes, I am Casey Miller, and I am Lincoln County's public information officer. And every Thursday morning at 9, we talk about news events. We talk to people related to Lincoln County government. On the program today, Will Summers. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Casey.
He's a workforce analyst with the Oregon Employment Department, and we'll join him in just a moment for a stimulating conversation about our workforce and employment here in Lincoln County. If you haven't been paying attention already to election results, well, that information is on Lincoln County's website, of course, brought to you by the clerk. There's a link on the Lincoln County homepage. Also wanted to let you know that November 10th through 17th is Lincoln County Recycles Week, and you can find more information about how to take the pledge and participate and learn how you can recycle in Lincoln County. Part of this proclamation that the commissioners did yesterday also focuses on American Recycles Day, which is November 15th. So please be aware of those events coming up. And, of course, payment options and details for your taxes are available on Lincoln County's webpage as well, a great resource for you. So without further ado, though, let's get into this conversation with Will Summers. Good morning, Will. Thanks for making the trip today. Well, I think you were coming here anyways, huh?
I was, and I appreciate being on the show, Casey.
Well, you're with the Oregon Employment Department, Workforce and Economic Research Division, and you know, as you and I were talking, I've been looking at, you've got a blog, Twitter, all the latest innovations in PR and social networking, and I get the feeling that workforce analysis, there's a group of you there that really get into this stuff.
Oh, that's true. You know, we're trying to get information out to people in all the various modes that are being used these days. It's not enough to say, yeah, well, the information's there. Yeah, we do have a website, but we're trying to make sure it's available to everyone any way they want to get it.
You know, I think as I looked over the variety of topics, the types of industries, I'm just seeing an article about, you know, how weather was affecting, you know, hiring and seasonal type of work, looking at information about stonemasons up on the Columbia Gorge and, you know, the specialty type work they do. And one really gets a sense that there is this kind of variety, though, in Oregon. It's pretty amazing the different kinds of things folks do for a living.
That's true. And weather does play a big part. If we have a cool, stormy summer, you know, you don't have as many people hitting the beach because they're thinking sun, a little fun in the water. They know that, you know, it's going to be cold, but you know, it'll be a little fun. So if it's different, then not quite as many people coming over. And the reverse is the same in the wintertime. A lot of people come over to watch the storms come in. You know, I mean, my wife and I do that. It's kind of a lot of fun for people. So it's when you don't have a stormy winter, okay, you don't have the people coming over. So, you know, the weather does play an effect on what people are going to do over here.
Yeah, I mean, the research your teams are doing, just an abundance of information, and you know, I'm still learning a lot. So thanks for coming on. And Will, maybe before we get into some data about Lincoln County, because obviously important to our employers and workforce here in Lincoln County, can you tell me just the kind of types of data and information you're generally looking at, and where you get your information? Yeah.
You know, the basis for the information we have comes from that unemployment insurance tax that businesses pay on each one of their employees. I mean, it's not a real big tax, but they pay it for every employee, and it's capped at a certain wage limit where they don't have to pay it beyond that. We get our basic information from those tax files. This is part of the federal program for unemployment insurance. You know, the feds administer the program. Our job is to make sure it happens here in Oregon. So we take that information, that's the base, that's the core, and it helps us understand what the economy looks like. Now, because that's quarterly tax filings, mm-hmm. Trying to get that information on a monthly basis, there's another survey that's done on a mm-hmm. monthly basis. And again, that's sponsored by the Department of U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And that's the information that the regional economist in this this county would be Eric Noder. Mm-hmm. He takes that information and with his judgment on what's going on, you know, he's reading all the different papers in his area. So he has an idea of businesses that are opening, businesses that are closing, what's going on within the his area. And he's using that and other things to help say, this is what we're seeing as far as monthly employment changes. And we've got the unemployment numbers, the local area unemployment statistics that are trying to capture things like, you know, we can go into the concept of unemployment, but mm-hmm. that's a long discussion.
Right, right. Well, if you've just joined us, we're talking to Will Summers. He's a workforce analyst for the Oregon Employment Department. Stay with us. We'll get more into what's happening in Lincoln County in just a moment. On Lincoln County Connections.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
Home ownership can still be affordable and a smart financial decision. Go to AdairHomes.com and find out how we help people achieve their dreams. Within a few clicks, you'll be able to virtually tour completed homes, view floor plans, new interior options, and follow recent customers in their journey to home ownership. Whether you want to build on a city lot or rural acreage, already own land, or need help finding it, Adair will build you a quality home where you want for less. Visit AdairHomes.com to start your journey.
This is Deb from Specialty Auto Body. I'd like to talk about insurance company referrals. That means if you're in an accident, they ask you to go to a certain repair shop. If you do get an estimate somewhere else, Specialty Auto Body would like to invite you to bring your estimate down and let our estimator go over it with you. After all, we've been doing this and only this for 37 years. Remember, Oregon law gives you the right to choose your repair facility. Specialty Auto Body, where quality is no accident.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview. Yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Oregon National Guard. Aired by the Oregon Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Call AccuQuote. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. Find out how much you can save. Call AccuQuote now for your free quote right over the phone. 800-654-2071. That's 800-654-2071.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
And welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Every week at 9, we talk about news events and talk to people like Will Summers. And he's a workforce analyst. Will, maybe you could put in perspective for us. Many of us know what drives our local economy, who and what makes up our workforce. But mm-hmm. how would you describe the main drivers for Lincoln County?
Well, they've changed over time. You know, tourism has always been one of the drivers. I mean, when you've got a beautiful coast and the ocean here, it draws people. And that hasn't changed. What's changed, though, used to be lumber and wood products was a huge portion of that driver of the economy. But with the regulations that have come down on the marlin, the different birds that are out there, sustainable harvests, old growth, and all these things, we have less access to timberlands. Mm-hmm. And with that, we have fewer lumber and wood products jobs. I think our mill in Toledo is one of the largest mills left in the county. And, you know, it's an important member of this county and a very large linchpin here. The other one was fishing. You know, fishing, we used to have a lot more fishermen. But because of overfishing issues, they've had to cut back on the number of fishermen. They're still a very important part, but they're smaller than they used to be. Something that's come in to that seems to be backfilling a little bit has been government. And, you know, people are, ooh, government. Well, Hatfield Marine Science Center is government. We've got an alphabet soup of researchers over there that are federal and state that are working there to get better science so we better understand the ocean and estuaries and things like that.
And I got to ask you this. It just kind of came to mind as you were, you know, talking about, say, fishing versus the research. You know, you probably, David Allen, say, was at the chamber last week. I don't know if you were there, but we've got the wave energy and the territorial sea plan. Do you find that kind of, you know, interesting to see how these forces are playing out? Because on one hand, we have the potential for, you know, maybe interfering with some fishing areas, but yet on the other hand, we've got research coming in. I mean, that's a delicate balance.
Oh, it's a very delicate balance. And not only do you have possible interference with fishing, you've got possible interference with the tourist industry. Because, I mean, the sea, and all of a sudden, that view can be obstructed. And you know, that's one reason you don't see oil derricks out there. Probably we don't have oil, not that I know of anyway, along our coast. But, you know, California and others, they don't care for those oil derricks just right there where people can see them while they're visiting the beach. Yeah, like I said, the view shed. The other portion to that is, you know, and everybody knows, NOAA's come in and bringing more research vessels and more money into this local economy. So that's become a very important linchpin, so to speak. But tourism is still one of the largest.
And safe to say that tourism was always something that people came to our area for. It looks like historically it's always been a very hot thing for people to come do over on the Oregon coast.
That's true, very true. And with a sick national economy and a very slow economy in Oregon, people have less disposable income, so it makes your tourism industry not as healthy as it has been, not able to have as many people employed. So,
you know, I've heard some people say that proximity has a lot to do with how far people will go. Do you think there might be some truth in the fact that, you know, more destination-type tourism may have been reduced more, but local trips are still, you know, viable for some folks?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I've heard Lorna Davis, the chamber president, talk about the number of people who are coming over from Europe. This is, the coast is a destination. The people within the United States, I would say we're seeing a few fewer from the East Coast. I don't have any data to back that up, but we do have that, what they call that thousand-mile circle around us, that this is a destination place, and as people aren't taking vacations to the East Coast, they have a tendency to come to the coast because it is so beautiful. So, you know, there are a lot of different dynamics. I know Lorna understands those much better than I do.
Well, we're talking to Will Summers. He's a workforce analyst. We'll be back in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections and continue the discussion.
Looking for the perfect gift for the do-it-yourselfer on your list? Fix him or her up with great tools from Mills East Hardware in Lincoln City. Right now you can save an incredible $50 on a DeWalt 18-volt cordless impact driver. Available for just $99.99 all month long at Mills East Hardware in Lincoln City. Two locations to serve your every hardware need. Ace really is the place when you're getting ready for the holidays. Mills East Hardware, Lincoln City.
Are you tired of letting your wireless company take advantage of you? Boost Mobile hears you. That's why they give you monthly unlimited for Android with unlimited talk, text, and web with no contract. Boost has shrinking payments in which you could reduce your monthly payment by up to $15 a month. What's even better is that Boost offers a full lineup of the latest Android-powered phones, all on the nationwide Sprint network. Don't be taken advantage of. Switch to the wireless company that hears you. Boost Mobile. Be heard. Coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. Services are subject to additional terms. Android is a trademark of Google.
The second concert of the Newport Symphony Orchestra season is Saturday, November 10th at 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. Conductor Adam Flatt leads our Big City Quality Orchestra in our modest-sized town in a program of both modern and old works. 20th century American composers Troy Peters and Alan Hovhaness, with ties to Tacoma and Seattle, share the contemporary portion of the program with Finland's Enohuani Rautavaara. Maestro Flatt also reaches back 200 years to the concerto written by Franz Joseph Haydn for the newly developed trumpet with keys, a forerunner of today's modern horn. Our own NSO trumpet virtuoso, Sarah Vienz, is the featured soloist. Some tickets are available for the Saturday concert, so contact the box office at the PAC and come hear magnificent music by your symphony, in which you should take great pride.
This Veterans Day at Lowe's, get the Maytag Centennial Washer and Dryer for $798, a savings of $430. And get a Bosch 18-volt half-inch cordless lithium-ion compact drill driver set for $99, a savings of $70. Also, choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $599 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 11/7 through 11/12. While supplies last, credit offer valid 11/8 through 11/12. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details, including Maytag offer.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We are talking to Will Summers, Workforce Analyst, Oregon Employment Department. Will, there is hope. I think things are going to, you know, the skies are going to brighten a little for us. I mean, and you've got the data that shows that, huh?
Yeah, we do projections, and we update those every 2 years because we understand that, you know, you make projections going forward. You better be checking the temperature on those to make sure that they're reasonable out there. What we're seeing is, you know, the linchpin of tourism. You know, it's going to be there. It's going to be big. It'll continue to shrink and grow as the economy moves. So it's going to continue to be a big part of this county. Healthcare, as this is a retirement mecca because people love the Oregon coast. And more people that retire means more healthcare needs. So healthcare is going to continue to be a growing sector of the economy here, as well as across the whole state. Going into something like construction, well, I've been hearing anecdotal evidence that a lot of contractors are finding enough work to keep themselves and their long-term employees busy, but it's not such a push that they're having to look under every rock for a warm body to help them out. Construction, we saw a 30 to 35% drop in construction employment statewide, and we had it here too in this county. So getting back to those the numbers we had prior to the recession is going to be quite an uphill climb. So, you know, it's not like it's dead, it's just not as much pressure on it as there used to be.
Generally, Lincoln County seems to follow a couple percentages below the state average. Is that true, or as far as unemployment goes?
A lot of times we'll follow the same trend. We'll be just a little higher than the state, and right now that proves to be true because I believe the state's at around 8.3, give or take, and we're at about 9% here in Lincoln County. You know, one of the things that I can do for folks, the business folks that are out there saying, well, as things are changing, what's a competitive wage? We have wage surveys that we do on a continuing basis, and I can help people figure out what's a good wage, competitive wage to be paying.
So, you know, you start a new business or you're revising your business plan and looking at ways to, you know, draw the right people. Where is that balance? I mean, that's, to be honest with you, it's great. I never thought about that as, you know, as someone who's not running a small business, for example, to know where my, where's my workforce need to land in terms of what I should pay them and get the people I need.
Exactly. And we have that information. You know, I can get it to people. I can also help them learn where they can get it via our website and how to navigate that. So that's part of the service that
we
provide.
Would that fit into, to, you know, if you are developing a business plan and if you're trying to launch a new business, this is something that you would really want to make sure that you get a grasp on.
Definitely. Also, demographics. That's another part of the service that we provide. How are those changing? What's that going to look like? What are some of the forecasts that are out there? You know, we have access to those pieces of information. So a lot of it, if you need to know about population, workforce, things that have to do with those subjects, we have a lot of information.
Now, you produce, is it a monthly or a bi-monthly newsletter?
It's a monthly
newsletter.
It's monthly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if folks are interested, they can receive that newsletter from you, I would imagine.
That's true.
Now, and tracking you down will be interesting because we have agreed that your email is long, but definitely doable, william.a.summers@state.or.us.
That's true.
Lots of states in your handle.
Yeah. And the phone number, if for folks who prefer talking and then describing what they need and discussing it, my phone number is 541-223-4954.
4954. And I did notice that one can, you know, pretty much track down that employee directory at Oregon Employment's website. You know, just Googling Oregon Employment Department will get us to, you know, you and the Workforce and Economic Research Division. So
very true.
You are there. Well, I guess some closing thoughts for us, Will, in the last minute. I mean, can you give us generally a view of optimism? Would you say things are definitely going where folks would like to see them to go?
Well, Portland is getting better. Portland is one of the is the major driver in the state. And as things turn around in Portland, the rest of the state will start picking up a little later. So we are seeing good positive signs in Portland, and I think that's going to transmit to more people coming over to the coast within the next couple of years, and I'm going to say growing each year. So I think that's positive. That's going to help the major industry in our area here. And to me, that's going to provide jobs and opportunity for people to start businesses.
Well, thank you, Will Summers, Workforce Analyst for Oregon Employment Department. Join us same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.